朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨
This morning,
我要和弟兄姐妹看 一篇诗篇。
I'd like to study on one book of Psalms.
这篇诗篇也是我们每一个基督徒蒙恩得胜了以后我们走的天路历程。
And this is also very much a description of our journey as we go heavenward.
我们请各位打开你们的圣经到诗篇126篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇
Psalm 126。
有圣经的弟兄姐妹看你们的圣经，这个好像很小了，字太小。
So if you have scriptures with you, will you please turn to your Bibles?
后面的人看见吗？
And those of you who don't, you can look at the PowerPoint.
就看得出吗？你们到底比我年轻了，我看不大清楚呀。 All right.我们每一位弟兄姐妹，如果你有圣经，你看你自己的圣经。
So read from your own scriptures if you can.
我们要从这段圣经里头，我们看见神给我们讲什么。
And let us read from the Psalms and discern what God is trying to tell us.
如果你没有圣经，请你们就看这个我们荧幕里面，请我们大家一起来念。
Let's all read together, please.
那这段这一个诗篇里面。如果我们好好的仔细在那里看，欢喜，这个英文说是欢喜的歌唱，歌唱的欢喜，一共有五六次之多。
As you read Psalm 126, you will see the words songs of joy or something like that, repeated five times.
虽然只有六节圣经。
Although there are only six verses.
所以我也常常说，我们基督教那是一个欢喜的，喜乐的一个。
That's why I say that Christianity is very much a joyful faith.
也是一个歌唱的宗教。
It is also a faith of song.
当一个人真正蒙恩得救了以后，他心里就喜乐了。
When a person is truly redeemed, there will be joy in his heart.
然后他满口就开始唱诗唱歌了。
And his mouth will be filled with songs and praises.
我们唱歌要唱诗要荣耀我们的主。
So you sing hymns to praise our God.
我们要感恩神在我们的身上一切的恩惠。
We have to be thankful for all his mercies and grace.
所以这篇诗篇。也是我们基督徒这个蒙恩得救以后走天路历程的这一篇的诗篇。
This is also a psalm very much suited for us as believers on our heavenward journey.
如果从台湾来的弟兄姐妹
those of you from Taiwan,
也许你会听见过有这样的一个名字。
You may have heard of this name.
他的名字叫赞琼。
And his name is called 赞琼。
詹琼是这个总统府蒋介石在那做总统的时候，他是总统府的秘书长。
And during the early days, this individual was in the Chiang Kai-shek administration as the chief of staff.
他有两个儿子。
And he's got two sons.
一个儿子做经济部，曾经做过经济部部长。
One son has been the finance minister of the Taiwan
government. 一个儿子是我的同学。
And the other son was my classmate.
他做了牧师，叫做张继宗。
And his name is called 张继宗。
那么有人就问这个张老先生
So somebody asked this older gentleman
他是个非常虔诚的基督徒
He was a devout believer
那么因为他活到一百多岁了
And he was already alive for he's been more than 100 years old
人家就问他了
So some people ask
他说这个老先生张琼请你告诉我们这个长寿的秘诀
Will you please tell us the secret to your long life
你要不要听啊
Do you want to listen to this?
长寿的秘诀
the secret to a long life.
其中有一件事情就是说出他的真正的身心来。
And he talks about his true heart here.
如果要长寿的话
And he says, if you want to have a long life,
第一件事情要起得早
First of all, you have to wake up early.
要睡得好
You have to sleep well.
要吃七分饱
You have to eat only to 70%.
要常常跑
And you have to run.
多笑笑
You have to laugh often.
莫烦恼
And do not worry.
天天忙
And you have to be busy every day.
永远不会老
And you will never grow old.
好不好
Isn't it good?
我念了你都忘记
And you've forgotten maybe.
但是他其中里面讲了一句话
But there's one statement there.
他说要多笑笑
He says you have to laugh often.
是不是多笑笑一个心理学家曾经这样说
The psychologists have said this.
但是如果一个人他每一天这个大笑三次
If an individual were to laugh out loud, belly laughing three times a day,
他的对身体是非常有益的
It's going to be very beneficial for his body.
什么叫做大笑啊
And what do you mean by having a belly laugh?
大笑啊
You have to have a belly laugh.
如果你是大笑三次
If you have truly three belly laughs a day,
每天哦
And that's every day,
你身体就会健康
You will be healthy.
那弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and
sisters, 这是心理学家的说法
This is what the psychiatrist and psychologist
tells us 但是在这里让我们看见诗篇一百二十六篇里头
But,
就告诉我们说基督徒是一个欢乐的人生
But in Psalm 126, the point is that a believer's life is a joyful one
基督徒是一个喜乐的人生
So a Christian's life is a joyful, happy one
所以我是到世界各地去讲道的时候
Everywhere I go when I preach
特别是在华人教会
And in all the different churches
包括我们自己的教会
And including our own
弟兄姐妹们我们来到教会
When you come to church
我们平常的生活的当中
During our everyday life
我们总是要就有一个西瓜的脸
And we should have a face that looks like a watermelon
西瓜的脸是什么的脸呢
And what do you mean by a face like a watermelon
那个西瓜的脸呢
好像他the watermelon like his face
我们绝对不能挂一个冬瓜的脸
and you should never have a winter melon face.
你看看，如果有人到我们教会里的每一个人都长冬瓜的脸的话
，so if everybody's got a winter melon face,
人家就不要到这个教会了。
So don't come to church.
如果看见我们每一个人招待的也好，或大门口迎接新人的也好，我们一进到礼拜堂，看见弟兄姐妹都是脸脸笑笑的西瓜的脸，我告诉你，他们就感觉的这个教会不同的。
So if everyone from the ushers to the brothers and sisters here all have a smiling face, people will feel that there's a difference here.
所以你会看见。所以你可看见这一篇诗篇也是告诉你和我让我们知道我们的人生是何等的蒙恩我们的人生是何等的喜乐
This is to also tell us and remind us that our lives are joyful
那这一篇诗篇
This particular song
有的作家是怎么说呢
And there is somebody who said this
他说这是以色列人
This is for the Israelites.
在722年
722 BCE
是被那个亚述王被他整过的这是在主前722年
In 722 BCE
被亚述王说把他完全是灭亡了
were enslaved by the king of Assyria
很多的犹太人很多的以色列人就被掳落到亚述过去了
and because of the enslavement they've been exiled to the place of Assyria
那是讲到以色列的北国
we're talking about the northern kingdom
如果讲到南国的话
and then if you talk about the southern Kingdom,
圣经告诉我们说，大概是主前586年
，in 586 BCE，
那个犹大国被巴比伦王就完全占领了，而且掳了很多很多的以色列人。
They were captured by the Babylonians and they were exiled into Babylon.
所以你可看见，当以色列人因为离开了上帝。
Because the Jews have left God.
因为他们犯罪了,
because they committed sin.
他们拜偶像,
because they were idolatrous.
他们不遵守上帝的律法,
they disobeyed laws.
所以神就是借着这一次，叫巴比伦，借着亚述人，就在那把他们掳去而刑罚他们。
And God punished His own people by allowing them to be enslaved in exile.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，记得一句话。
And listen to these words.
在加拉太书第六章说。
In Galatians, it warns that God could never be fooled. Whatever you sow, you will also reap.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，再听我讲这句话。
Listen to me as I say.
这是神的话说,
These are God's words. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Likewise.
你不要以为说人看不见,
so don't think people don't see it.
我说做的人看不见,
whatever I do, people don't see it.
我的配偶看不见,
my spouse doesn't see it.
我的朋友看不见,
my friends don't see it.
但是我们的神看得清清楚楚。
But our God can see it very clearly.
以色列人就是因为他们拜偶像离开上帝不遵守神的律法, 所以被神就做外邦的人掳了去而刑罚了。
The Israelites sinned against God and they were punished and exiled as a consequence. And as they were enslaved, they were suffering. And the Israelites were living in pain and suffering. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. There was no tomorrow. They were always suffering in fear. And they lived a desperate life. It was for this reason.
但弟兄姐妹们,忽然之间,
it says all of a sudden.
让我们看见第一节, 好不好?
Verse 1.
大家一起看,
verse 1. All of a sudden.
我要让你们大家看第一节,
let's look at verse 1.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回安息的时候，我们好像做梦的人了。
And when the Israelites were restored to their former fortunes, they were as though dreaming.
请你们看吧，打开第一点没有了，现在有没有打？ 没有打了,
so first point.
阿兰有没有? 没有阿兰了。没关系。没关系吧。你继续讲。对我很有关系啊，我忘记了，他没有打人，我。There。哎，突如其来的欢乐。This
is an unexpected joy.
喜乐。
Because it's joy.
唱歌了,
they were singing.
你可看见他们怎么说呢?
And what did they say?
他们我们满口喜笑，满是欢乐。
It says our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with the songs of joy.
为什么这是突如其来的欢乐?
Because this was an unexpected joy.
因为上帝做了一件事情，他们是感觉到好像是做梦一样，不是真的。Because
God has done something marvelous that was beyond their expectations.
当他们在那个巴比伦在那里受痛苦的时候，
as they were suffering under the Babylonians,
他们过那个奴仆的奴隶的生活，
they were living a life of a slave,
他们没有自由，
they had no freedom,
他们没有亮光，
they had no light,
他们是生活在那个恐惧死亡的当中，
they were living in fear and in death,
没有明天。
There was no tomorrow.
但是感谢主突如其来的，忽然之间，上帝行了一件大的事。Then
unexpectedly, God did something marvelous for them.
他们说我们好像做梦了一样。Then
they say it is like though we're dreaming.
这个是不是真的呀？
Is it true?
为什么？
Why is that?
神竟然把他们从那个为奴之家、为奴之地，把他们带出来了。Because
God has delivered them from enslavement to freedom.
那我请你们大家一起来看第一节、第二节。Verses
1 and 2 again.
他说，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人一样。When
the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed.
我们满口喜笑，满是欢呼的时候，因为外邦人有人说，就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
Our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with joy, songs of joy. It was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
对，当时被掳的犹太人在 过在外国，他们真是满无天，这一个一个光明的日子。
The enslaved Israelites had no bright future.
突然之间，神把他们带回来了。
And now God has brought them home.
这是突如其来了。
And it is something different.
太突然了。
It was surprising.
没有想到过。
It was unexpected.
但是我们好像做梦了一样。
They say it's as though we're dreaming.
如果我是在他们中间的话。
If I were in their midst,
我一定说，哎呀，我要打他，到底是真的还假的？
I'll have to pinch myself to see if it is true or false.
对不对呢？不可能的。
It's impossible.
上帝竟然行了大有奇妙的事情，就把以色列人带出来了。
God has done a marvelous deed delivering the Israelites from Babylon.
我就想到这个抗战八年。
It makes me think about the Sino-Japanese War of 8 years.
中国跟日本人抗战八年，对不对？
During the war, the Sino-Japanese War of 8 years.
对不对我？哎。后来还忽然之间胜利了。
All of a sudden, it ended with China being victorious.
是中国人把它打败了吗？
Did China defeat the Japanese?
我自己想一想看。
I thought about it.
这个整过了，除了一两个省以外，整过了这个中国的省都被日本人占有了。
During that war, almost all the provinces were occupied by the Japanese army.
那个时候我是在上海。
At that time, I lived in Shanghai.
还年轻。
I was still a young boy.
哎呀哈，在那个日本人控制之下的生活是每一天战兢胆怯了。
And as we lived under Japanese occupation, we lived in fear.
你可以看见这个地方失守了，那个地方失守了，那个地方说，换句话说，中国是直接就。失败了。
So we can see that city after city, everyone fell to the Japanese.
没有天，没有明天。
There was no tomorrow.
没有光明。
There was no bright future.
就生活在被日本人所控制的那一个生活的当中。
We were living under Japanese occupation and living in.
All of a sudden, 忽然 suddenly, 我们收到了一个信息。那个时候我在上海，说是我们胜利了。
All of a sudden, we received news that China has now won.
不可能的。
Impossible.
你说可能不可能？
You ask, is it possible?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
好像做梦的一样。
It was just like dreaming.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
弟兄姐妹们，请你记得一件事情。
So remember one thing.
以色列人所以能够在这样的黑暗、痛苦、悲哀，在死亡的边缘当中的时候，忽然之间，神把他们从那个为奴之地就带到那个下岸地方。
The Israelites were living in pain and suffering in fear without a bright future, and all of a sudden they have now been restored to freedom.
所以他们就自由了。
Now they're free.
第一件事情让我们看见，他们有自由的欢乐。
And they have the joy of freedom.
哦，他们在那里歌唱了。
And they are now singing songs of joy.
他们好像做梦的人一样。
They were as though dreaming.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个是当我想到我们今天所有蒙恩得救的基督徒不是一样吗？
This makes me think about when we, as believers, when we came to faith.
我不讲你，
I'm not talking about you.
我讲我自己。
I'm talking about me.
我从前还没有信主以前，就是生活在那个痛苦的当中。
Before coming to faith, I was living in pain.
好像被人绑架去了。
It is as though I've been ransomed, kidnapped.
撒旦魔鬼和罪恶把我紧紧地把我捆绑起来。
And the devil bound me up in shackles.
使我不能动弹。
So I could not move.
不能挣扎。
And I was struggling.
不能自由。
I have no freedom.
就是被魔鬼所控制。
Because I was under the control of the devil.
像今天多少的人还不这样子吗？
Just like today, there are so many people.
被酒鬼。
You are controlled by the drink or by gambling.
还有被色鬼。
Or by sex.
还有毒品毒鬼。
Or by drugs.
还有什么呢？
Internet.
还有什么呢？现在年轻人还有什么？网伴呢？
And you are addicted to the internet as well.
早晨起来，你什么都没有做，就把它拿出来看看。
So when you wake up, the first thing you do is look at your iPhone.
走路不好好的走，就这。
And you'll be looking at your iPhone everywhere you go.
哎呀，三番的就被我冲了。哎呀，我有手机啊，我也有手机。
I have an iPhone too.
我这个手机不用了。
But I don't use it.
是 emergency.
I use it only during emergency.
Yeah, 车子坏了。 没有地方打电话，我就可以打电话。
And if my car is broken down, then I can.
我今天早上也没把手机带出来。
And I 你
手机我也没带出来。
Okay. I forgot to bring my iPhone today.
礼拜天我要讲到，我应该带出来，恐怕这个车子坏了，怎么办？马上就打电话。哦，今天忘记带来。
So I forgot to bring my iPhone today.
那弟兄姐妹，你可看见你在猫走路也好，在那里呀，你看每一个人都在这里看。
So everybody's looking at their iPhones.
四个沙发。坐在那四个人都在那看这个。
And four of them seated together, everybody's looking at their own iPhones.
弟兄姐妹，今天如果没有手机的话，没有 iPad 的话，或者没有 iPhone 的话，我告诉你，你不能生活。
And
对不对？
Many people cannot live without their iPhone or their iPads.
会被绑起来了。
And you are now being bound.
我知道你没有啊。
我没有。
他没有。他跟我一样，我也没有了，我不带了。所以弟兄姐妹们，你可看见当我们 是生活在一个罪恶，被罪恶所捆绑，被魔鬼所捆绑的那一个生活的当中，何等的痛苦。
And it is such a painful experience to be bound by Satan.
我曾经在这里做见证。
I have testified before.
六十几年以前，我就是被罪恶所捆绑。
60 or so years ago, I was bound by sin.
我没有办法挣脱出来。
And I could not be released.
我明明知道越不好了。
I realize I cannot do this.
我没有办法不抽。
But I cannot.
我明明知道这赌不好了。
I know I should not
be gambling. 我不能不赌。
But I cannot help myself.
我明明知道这个路不能走了。
I know I could not walk down that road.
我仍然去做去。
But I will still do it.
好像以色列人被敌人巴比伦亚述人所捆绑起来一样。
Just like how the Israelites were bound and shackled by their own enemies.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。我曾经在这里说过
I've said this before.
我实在是那个时候生活很痛苦。
At that time, I was living in
difficulty. 我明明知道这些的东西是不好的。
Because I know that these things are wrong and bad
for me. 早晨起来，我告诉你，你们不要就听了讨厌了啊。
And when first thing in the morning when I wake up,
我早晨起来第一个事情就咔咔咔咔。
And the first thing I do is I would cough up a big phlegm.
我告诉各位啊，我就喜欢赌啊。
Because I love and I love to gamble.
我甚至三天三晚不睡觉，不是没有很多天，就一天了啊。
I can gamble 3 days and 3 nights.
哎呀，我告诉各位，我没有办法挣脱自己。
And I was unable to release myself from this.
我对我的朋友说
，I told my friend,
你什么时候看见我赌？
Anytime you see me gamble,
你看见我抽烟
？Anytime you see me
你说小顺，哎，你怎么又赌了？那个时候他们叫我小顺，我很瘦啊。
And at that time, I was called Little Son.
好，他说你们什么时候看见我赌钱？你说小顺，你赌钱，我就给你5块钱。
And I said to him, anytime you see me gamble, you say, Little Son, you're gambling.
我用这样的方法要不来挣脱那些的罪恶的捆绑。
And I tried all different ways to be released from this. But no way.
一直等到感谢主，我差不多20岁的时候。
Then thank God at 20 years of age.
我信了耶稣。
I came to faith.
哦，亲爱的朋友们。
And I can tell you, brothers.
上帝可以做见证。
That God can testify to this.
从那一天我接受耶稣基督以后，我所有的捆绑都释放了。
From the day that I accepted Jesus Christ, I was released from all of those things.
不是我可以把它释放起来了。
And that I am able to overcome.
不是我可以拯救自己。
It was not that I could overcome.Come these things or save myself,
主耶稣基督
but rather through Jesus Christ.
他何等的爱我
because he loves me.
他是神
he is God.
他是道成肉身的神
he is the word made into flesh God.
他降世为人
he came to this world.
丰丰富富的有恩典有真理
and bountifully with truth and grace.
当我信了他以后
and after I came to faith,
我整个的得到自由。
I was released and I gained freedom.
我再说
I repeat.
不是我自己可以有那个释放那些的捆绑。
I did not do it on my own.
我请你们大家看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's read from Colossians.
我们大家一起来看。
From Colossians.
第一章。
From Colossians 1.
好。有没有在这里第二大点。啊哥罗西书。
In Colossians 1,
我们大家一起来念，好不好？请来。
Read together, please.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们在下面一节圣经14节有没有？来。
14.
感谢赞美上帝啊。
We thank and praise God.
不是我尽力成为，我能够自己成为一个自由的人。
It is not that we made ourselves free.
不是我能够得胜这一切的捆绑。
It is not that we are able to overcome all of the shackles and
bounds,
but it's through Jesus Christ.
上帝的儿子
it is the Son of God,
就我们的救世主
our Savior.
他来到这个世界
He came to this world.
哥罗西书这样告诉我们说
Colossians tell us.
请你们再打出来好吧？我再你看看了。圣经里怎么说呢？
What does it say in Colossians?
哥罗西书第一章
In Colossians 1.
我喜欢读我自己的圣经，那个看了以后我也不大。不大清楚啊，请来。第一章。
Colossians 1:13. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
把我们牵到他爱子的国度里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪恶得以，好不好？好不好？声音那么小，好像好多人还不好的样子。
It's as though you have to answer big.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，因为耶稣基督释放了我们。
Because Jesus Christ has delivered us.
让我今天成为自由的人。
That we are now free people.
如果我们再去看约翰福音第八章的话
，If we are going to look at John 8,
你可以看见第八章告诉我们是真理叫我自由，我就自由了。
Because truth has set us free.
耶稣说，
Jesus、
我就是道路、真理、生命，人若不接着我就不能到父那里去。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."No one can go to the Father except through me.
耶稣就是真理。
Because Jesus is the truth.
所以第八章告诉我们说，所以天父的儿子叫你们自由了，你们就什么？真自由了。
That is why the Son of God will give you freedom and you will receive freedom.
刚刚那就对了，你答呀。所以天父的儿子
若叫你们自由，you will be free indeed.
你们就自由了。弟兄姐妹们，我们都是自由的人。
We are all free people now.
哥林多前书，哥林多后书也有一句话怎么说呢
？Second Corinthians.
我不知道有没有哥林多，我有没有告诉你哥林多？大概我还没告诉他。All right. 在这里告诉我们说
，In Second Corinthians.
有没有？
没有，
没有啊。哥林多前书，我请你们大家一起来看三章第十七节。
In 1 Corinthians 3:17,
谁找到了？谁站起来念
？Any volunteers to stand?
后书
，Second Corinthians.
你是后前书了，后书、
啊、是后书吗？
是不是后书？我搞不来啊，请大家一起来，三章十七节
，Second Corinthians 3:17. If anyone destroys God's temple.
主的灵在哪里？哪里就什么？感谢主！今天你从罪恶当中释放出来。
So now you are delivered and you are now free.
你成为一个自由的人。
You are now a free man.
不是因为你。
It is not because of you.
不是因为我。
Not because of me.
那是耶稣基督。
But because of Jesus Christ.
那是他自己的灵使我们释放了。
Because His Spirit has set us free.
让我们真的成为一个自由的人。
And that we can be truly free individuals.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
以色列人因为耶和华行了大事。
Because the Lord Jehovah has done a great thing.
把他们从那个为被仇敌所掳的、被掳去的那一个那个地方，就忽然之间成为一个自由的人。
The Lord Jehovah has delivered them from slavery to freedom.
第二件事情
，Secondly，
不仅是自由的欢乐
，Not only do they have the joy of freedom，
而且他们回家的欢乐
，They also have the joy of coming home.
第二点。
Second point, the joy of coming home.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。